If you've been taught properly, the atonement chapter, Isaiah 53, and I think it's significant, we're right in the calendar period. Yesterday ended the Day of Atonement. And if you're taught properly, healing is in the atonement as well as redemption and payment for sins. Not only are sins laid on him, but our sicknesses. But if you've been taught traditionally and use only the King James, about the only phrase in Isaiah 53 that speaks of healing is the fifth verse. With his stripes we are healed. But it sort of looks like an add-on, because preceding that, describing Christ's condition, he's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And sort of add on, with his stripes we are healed. Which has given people room to say, well, that's following all these other emotional and spiritual and smitten for sin as a sin bearer. And maybe that's just a spiritual meaning. Last night I showed you, reading from many different scholars, that the King James is not translating properly. And in case you didn't get it last night, let me quickly do it tonight without giving all the reading that I did last night. When it says he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, the word is pain, not sorrows. Same word in the fourth verse, surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. They're being consistent in the King James, using the same word, but it's not sorrows. It's pain. Nagi is the root in Hebrew. Pain. And pain from sickness. So scratch out sorrows and write pain. He despised and rejected the men, a man of pain, and acquainted with grief. Let me deal with acquainted with. Doesn't mean that he was carrying that all the time. It means he was put in a state to be made acquainted with it, not previously having been acquainted with it. Now, he was acquainted with grief before he ever went to the cross. He sat on the hill above Jerusalem and said, how often would I have gathered? The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. The word is not grief. And when it says in the fourth verse, surely he hath borne our griefs, again, they're consistent in the English and consistently wrong. The word is not griefs or grief. It's disease. Hali. Disease. It is sometimes used as synonymous with leprosy. Indeed, one of the Jewish branches who believed in the Messiah yet to come, because of these verses, believed that Messiah would be a leper. They at least understood it was a terrible disease. But it's more general than leper. Leprosy was the worst kind of disease in those days, synonymous with sin. And thus, diseased was a leper. Incurable, in their view. But the word generically and generally is the root for the word disease or sickness. So scratch out griefs in both the third and fourth verse, and write in disease and diseases. Now read it that way. He is despised and rejected of men. And I read from scholars of note last night. Sorry. The Hebrew is clear. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of pains. and acquainted with disease, made to have an acquaintance with it. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Those hearing the prophecy, not really understanding what Messiah would do, they looked on this as a mortal man, and thus he must be judged of God, and they esteemed him not. Then they catch themselves in confession, and under the inspiration of prophecy, they say, surely he hath borne our diseases. He's not despised and rejected because he sinned. He's in that condition and made to be acquainted with it, because surely he hath borne, not our griefs, borne our diseases and carried our pains. Then again, flashing back to a wrong judgment about him, but clearly saying what the condition is that's being analyzed as prophecy is looking ahead to see what happened to Jesus on the cross. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Let's look at this word stricken. Its primary meaning is to touch. Some kind of physical contact. An angel, same words used when it says earlier in Isaiah, an angel touched Isaiah's lips in the 7th verse, 6th chapter. When the angel appeared and Daniel fell on his face, the angel touched, same word, touched, same word translated stricken here, touched Daniel, brought him to his feet. Daniel 8:18. Angel touched Jacob when they wrestled. Same word. Gave him a limp ever after. In Genesis 32. And in 1 Kings 15. The Lord smote the king for his certain evil deeds, so that he was a leper unto the day of his death. They esteem for the wrong reason, thinking he must be a terrible sinner. They'll go on and say, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was touched by God. The Lord laid on him our sins. But this word stricken touches him, and then smitten of God carries it further. Smitten by disease. It's a different word. And afflicted. Meraz, the word, bowed down by God, afflicted with suffering. That's the meaning of that word. God touched him on Calvary. And touched him, smitten and stricken with disease. Surely he hath borne our griefs. No. Surely he hath borne our diseases, carried our pains. We were wrong. We esteemed him stricken or touched by God that way, smitten with disease and afflicted, bowed down in suffering because of God's literal physical touch of him. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Now, with his stripes we are healed, has as broad a basis in the prelude as the overload of sins only in the English King James translation. You follow what I'm saying? There is no question that the touch of God put our sins on him. The touch of God put our sicknesses, our diseases, our pains on him. Both were there. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastisement of our peace was upon him. Bore our diseases and our pains. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In Matthew 8, a series of healings occur. A leper, the mother of Peter with fever, a host of sick people, the daughter, or the servant rather, of a centurion, raised by his word, faith commended, and having recorded these physical healings, Matthew says he did these physical healings that it might be fulfilled what Isaiah the prophet said. He bore our sicknesses and our pains. And Matthew quotes from a Septuagint that's not the modern version, as I told you in the Roman series on that Sunday. They had access to a better Septuagint than the one we have, closer to the original Hebrew that was being translated in that Septuagint they had. No question, Matthew's talking about physical diseases and says that fulfills Isaiah's prophecy. Well, how did he do that before he got to Calvary? Jesus knew what he was going to do on Calvary. He just drew in advance the credit from the bank, full value of which would be accomplished in the atoning work that fulfills Isaiah 53. No question, but what physical healing is what Isaiah is pointing to in the atoning work. No question, but what healing is in the atonement, right there, equal in force, touched onto him by the hand of God, in the same way, in the same weight, for the same cause, with the same benefit as our sins being laid on him. That's why there are two elements at this table. The blood, which represents the shed blood of Christ. The life of the soul is in the blood. The value of the life, sufficient to stand in for all of us. And the Lord laid on him the sins of all of us, unworthy creatures though we may be. We're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb as we discern what was accomplished at Calvary, and faith reaches and grabs it, and we take this emblem, the wine, into our body. We appropriate in faith the covering of the atonement. He carried our sins away from us. He bore them in his body, and we're set free, standing before God as though we had never sinned, standing before God as we continue in faith, as though all our future sins are not in existence because they were laid on him. When you take this cup like that, you stand in his presence, made worthy by what he did, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Take it in thanksgiving together with me in Jesus' name. If healing of our diseases is there, that's why we have two elements. If sin's the only thing, all you need is the blood shed. But as I've shown you, Isaiah 53, translating the words that were there uttered by the prophet, he bore our sicknesses, diseases, pains, though their first glance was to think he deserved it and he must be evil. The description is still right on. He was smitten and stricken. They in error esteemed it an act of punishment by God for him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, we are healed. He bore the sicknesses. He claimed and suffered them and took them upon himself and carried them away, that with his stripes we were healed. I'm absolutely convinced whatever sickness is in my body, he bore it. And for God, when faith sees the element properly and discerns that his body suffered this sickness for me, it was laid on him, and with his stripes I can step out from underneath it, set free by the grace of God, because he bore my sickness, and I thus by faith am free. Take the bread if you're sick, claim that promise, and say with me, with his stripes I am and was healed. Time to get on the phone. I'm going to take a little time, not much, so you can stay standing up. Told you this word, Merapi, means to heal. Semitic knows the root. I'm reading from Theological Lexicon of the Old Testament. Meaning to mend, repair, patch, sew up. The meaning to heal found in Phoenician, Punic, Aramaic, probably derives from it, and refers in accord with the development of healing practices to measures taken to care for a wound. The root does not occur in Akkadian beyond Reputu, healing, and is a Canaanite word common for physician. Also a Sumerian loan word common for physician. The verb occurs in the Old Testament in the call. Now, Kal and Piel and Hifel and Hitpiel in the Hebrew are verb stems that in essence take the place of tenses that let you know whether it's active, passive, forcefully active, reflexive, etc. In these verb forms, in the Kal, Rope, physician, Nifel, the passive, and PL, and hit PL, to get healed. Rapua, healing. Riput, healing. A derivative marpe, healing. And it's in the name of the angel Raphael, by the way. I just wanted to point out the word is healing. That goes on when it says, with his stripes we are healed of physical sicknesses. Not, the word is always related to physical sicknesses, not some spiritual healing. Spiritual healing goes on when we're restored and the door is open to communication with God and standing before him on the blood of the Lamb. With his stripes we get, he becomes our physician and we get healing because he bore our sicknesses and our pains. You're on telephone.